Hi everybody, how's it going? This is Abigail Longacre, your current USUSA Senator for the College of Science. Welcome to Outside the Beaker, a new podcast. These upcoming episodes will feature the two candidates running for my position in the new election cycle. I'll be asking them some questions in the hope that by the end of this, you will gain a better understanding of who they are and what they hope to accomplish should they be elected. Thanks for listening. Currently, I have Alex Lyons in the booth with me, so why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and say hello to everybody listening out there.
Hello, everybody. I'm Alex Lyons, as was just explained. I am currently a sophomore here at Utah State. I graduated from Skyview High School, and I'm studying biochemistry. The main goal, I suppose, is to make it to medical school, and so anything that I can do to get there is fantastic.
Yeah, I definitely relate to that. All right, okay, so our first question, I wanted to know kind of about your general involvement here on campus and what you have been doing during your time here.
I suppose the majority of my time on campus has been mostly involved with classes, obviously. I've been trying to take a full credit load, as close to 18 credits as I can get every semester. I did track and cross country for the university pretty much during my entire time here, and so that's been also a huge time consumer for me.
Yeah.
Recently that's opened up and now I have a chance to kind of get more involved in the political side of things, which was my plan after a number of years, and so I'm excited to kind of redirect my efforts less from an athletic standpoint, more towards an academic and political standpoint.
Fun. Have you been involved with track all your life?
Yeah, pretty much. I wouldn't say very much in middle school or elementary, just kind of lightly. Got into high school and started to really enjoy it, and then when it presented itself as an opportunity in college, I definitely jumped on the opportunity and took it. So
I think that's definitely cool. Kind of asking about athletics, how do you like it? How do you like the program?
I like it a lot. I would definitely say my favorite part was a lot of the people that I met. Mm-hmm. I was incredibly impressed with the diversity and just the characters that were there. I love all the people that I got to run with. It's incredibly time-consuming. It did make studying a little bit more difficult than I would have liked, but
yeah.
I feel like it showed me a different side to the university than kind of two different sides. So
yeah, that's a unique perspective.
Yeah.
So what led you into the science field originally and to Utah State in general? I mean, I know you grew up around here, but was there anything else that drove you here?
I suppose kind of the thing that led me initially into science was just the fact that my dad was a doctor. He worked here actually as a team physician for Utah State for around 10 years.
Oh, nice.
So that always kind of led me towards Utah State, I suppose. When I was graduating high school, my initial plan was to try and go to Stanford. I chatted with them, and it financially would have been impossible.
Oh, for sure.
And then just I met the track coaches here, and I fell in love with them. And I already loved the campus. I love Logan. I've loved living here, and so it became an incredibly easy decision.
Yeah.
When all things were taken into account.
It's certainly beautiful here, and cheaper.
Yeah, definitely.
I know that was one of my biggest selling points for me to come here.
Oh yeah, and the thing is, even though it's a little bit cheaper, you still get everything out of undergraduate,
yeah.
Especially with it being such a undergraduate research.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to go anywhere else. Okay, so. Kind of going along with that, what has driven your passion throughout your academic career, kept you going?
I guess just always kind of wanting to see what I could get out of myself.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like my parents always set high expectations, but I felt like my expectations were a little bit higher than theirs, even growing up. I really enjoy learning new things and finding out different ways that kind of the world works, even if it's not incredibly applicable to the field I'm going into. But I don't know. I just think knowledge is power, and the more you know, the better off you're going to be. I know that sounds kind of cheesy or cliche.
No, but I think it's definitely true, especially for the people here, at least in the college. Everyone just kind of wants to learn and keep going.
Yeah, I guess I'm definitely among friends in that aspect. Yeah. So.
I think that's also why, like, a lot of students in the College of Science go on to professional school or graduate school and just, like, want to keep going. They never want to stop learning.
Yeah, I know. Quite honestly, I'd rather just stay in school for a little bit longer, keep learning things.
It's just a safe environment.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. So along with the college, what would you say is the biggest issue that students within this college face?
I personally believe that a big issue would be research opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
I think research, especially for people in the College of Science, should be a main priority. It's definitely a key selling point if you're looking to grad school or if you're looking mm-hmm. to other jobs, or even if you just want to learn about things. I think finding good research opportunities that fit your personal interests and also that fit the needs that the researchers are looking for is incredibly important. And I think that we could do a better job in making some of those more public or more available for students who are looking for them, and just kind of diversifying the labs even more.
I like that, yeah. So kind of as a follow-up, how would you try and remedy that if you were elected senator?
I've been thinking a lot about this question because that is obviously like my main platform.
Right.
So I've come up with a couple different ideas, just simple things such as like working on the website.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to make sure that I was meeting with as many professors as I possibly could every single week. I thought a lot about developing a podcast show for mm-hmm. the college itself
yeah.
that dealt specifically with undergraduate research. And so bringing on different professors every week who would talk kind of briefly about their research. Obviously, they probably don't want to give away all their findings on a podcast.
Oh, for sure.
But just kind of briefly an overview of what they're looking into, just to kind of spread awareness of like the different research opportunities. And that way, students would know multiple options of what they could look for.
Yeah. I had a similar goal for my platform last year, and so far, like, my podcast, I've been working on it. It's called Outside the Beaker. These episodes
That's
will be
awesome.
Featured. But, yeah, we've only had one interview because it's just been, like, slow, like, learning the ropes of, like, all the technology and then also contacting people. So
yeah,
I hope you'll find more success.
I hope so. I know my dad did a radio show for a while, and I got a little bit of experience with that. So hopefully that would lead in, but
yeah.
I see that being an incredibly daunting task.
Yeah, but
to plan
I think you'll be prepared.
I suppose so.
And there's definitely people to hear to help you. Like, I've had people help me throughout this whole thing, and it's been great. But you kind of talked briefly about working with professors, so in a similar vein, part of your role is working with administrators as science senators, so how do you plan on going about doing that, and what do you believe you could offer to them?
I just believe what the administrators need is a good insight of what the students are feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, all the administration, they've been professionally trained in their field. They know how business works. They know how this college works. They know how science works. I don't think there are very many undergraduate students who could provide them a lot of info along those lines.
Yeah.
But I believe if they can get a good feeling or a good representation of what the student body is feeling, I think that would be incredibly helpful for them.
Yeah, especially since times change.
Yeah, absolutely.
You gotta keep updated.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, I definitely believe that. All right, so another part of your role will be coming up with events for Science Week. So what is one idea that you've had that you would like to see put into action? Sorry, I kind of
no,
put
that's,
you on the
that's
spot.
No, that's totally
but
fine. I love it. I've been thinking about Science Week. Less than the other parts of my campaign, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I do, I'd probably say the biggest thing that I'd want would be as much interaction as possible between the students and potential employers.
Mm-hmm.
And also along the lines of my campaign, the main platform of research, as much interaction with the professors as possible.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe trying to get a higher turnout of actual researchers at Utah State
yeah.
who could come and be looking for things. Because I feel like as professors, they're incredibly busy. As researchers, they're incredibly busy. Basically making it valuable enough for them to invest their time in this to find people who are truly going to help them progress their research forward.
Yeah.
So I'd suppose a really good deeper interaction or a closer interaction one-on-one between professors and the students here. So
I think that's definitely would be valuable. And events, like, I think a lot of students think that the senator's role is really mainly to put on events for the college, especially the weeks that we have throughout the year. But yeah, I think once you come into this position, you kind of realize that there's more you can do and maybe more you should focus on. So
yeah,
I'm glad you have that perspective already.
I definitely think you could make the events like fun for sure. Mm-hmm. If it's not going to be fun, you're only going to have like a very few amount of people show up.
Yeah.
So I think obviously making it as exciting as you can would be good. But I don't know. I think we're here, especially if you're in this college, you're here for a lot longer term.
Yeah. You want it to be type things.
Yeah, exactly.
In the future. All right. So kind of another part of the role is not Science Week related. I mean, you have other things you can do. So what is another idea that you have that you want to implement this year? Maybe something to do with networking or research or outreach? I know you talked more about providing opportunities to network with researchers, but is there anything else? And you talked about developing a podcast show, but...
Yeah, I'd say those two, at least initially, have been my main two concerns, the main things that I'd like to focus on. I like the idea of having just simple research days at varying times throughout the semester to give people opportunities just at different points to kind of get involved. I know myself, there have been times when I've wanted to get involved in something and I've realized that I've missed kind of the big landmark event, or that the big event just lines up horrendously with my schedule. And so I'd say setting up small things at varying times in the day so that you can reach different students who maybe made it three-fourths of the way through the semester, didn't realize kind of what they were missing, finally put it together, and then they'd be able to make it. So
yeah, I think that definitely needs to be done. It's tricky to find like a time that fits everyone.
Yeah, everyone's class schedule is so different, so busy, people have tests, it's
providing variation. All right, so I guess we've made it throughout the whole thing.
Except
for just one more question, but to finish off, this just went faster than I thought. But to finish off, let's kind of end on a wider note. I wanted to ask you about like a favorite memory or experience, or maybe a favorite professor that you've had here at Utah State, and whatever has like stuck with you.
I was actually just, I was looking at this, I thought it was funny. I took Calculus 2 from Dr. Hevelin. I'm sure a lot of people have probably taken a math class from him. It was definitely challenging. I loved it. It made me actually learn the material. I don't know why this is the first thing that popped into my mind, but I remember we were taking the class in one of the big lecture halls, and for some reason there was a piano in the lecture hall as well. And Dr. Hevelin thought it would be funny to have somebody play classical music during his lecture. And so I remember we were talking about infinite series and sequences, which I'm sure if you've taken Calc 2, you dreaded a lot. But I remember him talking about infinite series and sequences along with, I believe we were talking about, just probably one of the, like, ratio tests or something. And he had them playing classical music in the background. At the time he had a beard that was probably 8 inches long, and I don't know why, it stuck to the cliche that I always expected college to be. You know, kind of eccentric professors having fun teaching classes on complicated material, so.
Yeah, I think I've heard that, actually. But interesting to see like a first-hand perspective.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting, but it was fun. Stuck with me.
All right, well, I guess we're done. So I'm glad I could get to know you more, and I appreciate you coming out to talk to everyone out there listening. So thanks for coming to the booth and giving your time. And we hope that the students listening will listen and be able to make an educated decision on who they vote for, and to vote, for sure.
Absolutely.
Right.
Perfect, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Hey again, thanks for tuning into this interview. Before we officially end, I wanted to provide you all with some election information. Primary elections will be held February 25th, starting at 9 a.m., so this upcoming Monday, and will go until the 26th, ending at 3 p.m. You can vote at the website vote.usu.edu. Final elections will begin Wednesday, February 27th, again at 9 a.m., until Thursday the 28th at 8 p.m. Again, make sure you educate yourself about all of the candidates for all of the positions, not just for this one, and get out and vote.